CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham, as usual. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 31st of January 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. New CEO for ARRL. VP8 STI shuts down early. Amateurs help in USA snowstorms. Tom Gallagher, NY2RF of West Palm Beach, Florida, will succeed David Sumner, K1ZZ, as the Chief Executive Officer of ARRL, effective from the 18th of April. In that role, he will oversee all activities at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, meeting in a special webinar session on the 25th of January. All 15 ARRL directors voted to elect Gallagher as CEO and Secretary, positions that Sumner will relinquish on the 18th of April. Mr. Gallagher will join the ARRL staff as CEO-elect on the 29th of February, and a transition period will follow. After managing to recover from the effects of a fierce South Atlantic storm, an emergency resulting from the storm has forced the VP8 STI team back to their transport vessel, the RV Braveheart. They were able to remove all the VP8 STI equipment from Southern Thule on the 26th of January. The expedition team is now headed for South Georgia, AN007, where it plans to operate for 8 days as VP8 SGI. Last weekend, severe snowstorms in the United States saw many amateur radio emergency service volunteers on standby in case of need. Nets were set up on 40-meter and VHF and UHF repeaters using a variety of modes. The Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club took part in storm-related operations on Long Island, New York. The AGISAT-4 satellite carrying the University of Texas CubeSat Bevo 2 is expected to be deployed from the International Space Station on the 29th of January. Both have amateur radio payloads. After release, AGS-4 will eject Bevo 2 and perform relative navigation tasks, as well as take pictures of the release of Bevo 2. The IARU has coordinated these frequencies for the amateur radio payloads. AGISAT-4 transmits 9K6 or 153.6 kilobits FSK on 436.250 megahertz, and Bevo 2 transmits CW and 38K4 FSK on 437.325 megahertz. Looks as though I have mail. Papers for the forthcoming IARU Region 1 interim meeting that will be held in April are now available. Topics include HF, VHF, microwave and EMC matters. Comments from UK amateurs are invited via the RSGB IARU Consultations Forum, which includes guidance and links to the paper. VK amateurs are trialling an experimental digital retransmission of the Wireless Institute of Australia's news service. Operating under its club call sign VK5ARG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group is transmitting via the free DV1600 mode on 7.177 MHz LSB from 2230 UTC. There are several free open source software packages compatible with free DV, which can be used to receive the transmissions. Following the news, there's a callback net on the same frequency that gives amateurs the opportunity to experiment further with the mode. More information on the transmissions can be found at the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group website, www.areg.org.au, and details of the mode can be found at www.freedv.org. Staying with technology, a new app has been written for the Apple Watch that lets users compose SMS text messages using Morse code. The app was written by Patrick Laurent, a cognitive scientist working at the Brain Corporation in San Diego. So far, the app does not appear to be available for download, but a screenshot suggests its working title is, open quotes, PAKLMORSE2. close quotes. There is no word yet on whether it can be interlaced with any amateur radio equipment. However, it may point the way for a future possibility. Now, for details of rallies and events in the coming week, today the Horncastle Winter Rally takes place at Horncastle Youth Centre, Horncastle, Lincolnshire, LN96DZ. The event supports the Wolds Repeater Group and GB3FJ. The venue is all on one level and doors open at 10:30 a.m. Admission is £1.50. There will be refreshments available, including hot bacon butties. Details from Tony Nightingale, G3ZPU, on 01507 527 835. Next Sunday, the Canvey Radio and Electronics Rally takes place at the Paddocks Long Road, Canvey Island, Essex, SS80JA, which is on the southern end of the A130. The venue has disabled facilities, is served by public transport and also has free car parking. Doors open 10:30 a.m. There'll be radio and electronics component exhibitors, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Details from Vic Rogers, G6BHE, 07957 461 694. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS, Radcom, or on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news. We have no news of special events this week. DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Dagoberto CE5COX will operate as 3G9JA from Hornos Island from the 1st to the 6th of February. This one counts as SA031 for the Islands on the Award. QSLs go to CE5JA. Roly ZL1BQD will be on the air from Rarotonga, OC013 in the South Cook Islands until the 7th of February. He's using the call sign E51RJR on CW, all bands 80 metres to 10 metres QSL home call. Stan WS5K will be active as 5H2SF from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania from the 26th of January to the 10th of February. Jean-Paul HB9ARY will operate holiday style as 3B8HC from Mauritius, that's AF049, until the 8th of February. He'll be on all bands 80 metres to 10, with priority given to 80, QSL direct to NI5DX. Jean N5SW will sign FJ stroke call sign from the Caribbean island of Saint Barthélemy, which is NA146, until the 9th of February. He'll be mainly on CW and cards goes to his home call. Contest news, the CQ Worldwide 160m DXCW contest comes to a close tonight, having run for 48 hours from 10 p.m. on Friday the 29th. Exchange a signal report in your CQ zone, which is 14 for the UK. American-Canadian stations send their state or province code. The 2016 series of 80-metre club championship contests starts on the 1st of February. Monday's SSB leg runs from 20:00 to 21:30 UTC, then the exchange's RS plus serial number. The 144 MHz UKAC is on Tuesday, 20:00 to 22:30 UTC, using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange's RST serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EICC 80-metre SSB contest runs from 20:00 to 21:00 UTC. The exchange is your four-character location, and you must submit your log within 1 hour of the end of the contest. Professional results will be posted shortly thereafter. Provisional results, I mean. Next Sunday, the 432 MHz AFS contest takes place from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes in the 70cm band, the exchange's RST, serial number and locator. This is the final event in the 2015-16 Super League series, so it's your last chance to top up your points. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. Solar activity was a little more settled last week. The solar flux index was in the range of 104 to 113 and the K index was mainly around 1 or 2 later in the week after reaching 4 on Sunday. This week, the solar flux index is predicted to remain in the range of 100 to 118 with lower activity on Friday the 5th and Saturday the 6th. The K index will be mostly settled, but possibly reaching 4 on Tuesday or Wednesday. During this past week, the noon critical frequency as measured by the Chiltern ionosonde reached 7.5 megs on Wednesday, offering a maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometres of about 27 megs. 10 and 12 metres have shown some activity with Bob VP8LP on the Falkland Islands making appearance at times. Staying with the South Atlantic, the VP8SGID expedition should hopefully be on the air this week from South Georgia Island on 7 megs and 14 megs. The best times to work them will be on 40 metres after midnight and 20 metres in the late evening and early hours of the morning. During daytime, all the upper HF bands may offer opportunities, with even the possibility of a 10-metre opening from around 1000 to 1500 UTC. The optimum band with a 90% probability of an opening is 15 metres during late morning. Now for the VHF and up propagation. The hoped-for tropo didn't materialise last week and the charts look very unsettled again. Later in the week, one of the weather model predicts a small high in the cold air over northern Britain, but others are less convinced and maintain a much larger high near the Azores. Any useful ridging from this extending into the continent to give some tropo across the Mediterranean, France and Iberia is sadly just out of reach from the UK. The moon reaches minimum declination on Friday, so we shall have short moon windows and low elevations with losses still quite high. We're still in the early year minimum of random meteor rate, so persistence and early morning activity is still the order of the day for meteor scatter operators. Overall, then, it's not looking too promising for any significant tropo, but perhaps other modes will come to our rescue, such as rain scatter on the gigahertz band or possibly aurora. This is perhaps a good week to try some satellite QSOs if you want to keep your VHF and up QSOs rates ticking over. And that's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me for this week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.